This is Cedric Hendricks for DC Public Safety. With us today is U.S. Marshal Thomas Hedgepath, who will talk with us about DC Safe Surrender. Marshal Hedgepath, what is DC Safe Surrender?
DC Safe Surrender is an opportunity for persons who are within our community who have outstanding warrants, other judicial issues that have not been addressed, an opportunity to come in a safe haven type environment to come in and address those issues in a non-confrontational way that's beneficial both to the community as well as the defendant and or respondents.
Now, how is it beneficial? Can you be a bit specific there?
It is extremely beneficial from the standpoint, first of all, from a law enforcement perspective, it allows the police to focus on more violent crimes, and it doesn't take away from community and public policing. This allows us to focus on other criminal elements at large and allows us to keep those resources free by allowing other people to come in voluntarily of their own free will and address their issues that are outstanding within the court. It promotes an efficiency within the court system and allows us to marshal our resources on keeping the violent offenders off the streets.
Now, this Safe Surrender has been a national initiative of the United States Marshals Service. How successful has it been across the country?
Cedric, it's been an extremely successful initiative. We've had over 27,000 persons who participated in the program. We have hundreds of success stories of where people have come in, and they've had a chance now to address those issues that have been outstanding for perhaps weeks, months, or years. Gives them the satisfaction of knowing that they've dealt with the issue. They no longer have to look behind their back, look over their head every time an issue comes up. It gives them opportunity to move forward with their lives, and it frees up the court docket from dealing with the issue in the future so we can go and address future needs of the community and the citizens for the district or any other community that we're involved in.
Now, Safe Surrender was done back in 2007 here in the District of Columbia, and it was a truly collaborative project that involved the Marshal Service, the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, the Parole Commission, the courts. Why is this type of collaboration essential to make this an extremely successful event?
It is absolutely essential. This is a partnership. The courts, Public Defender Service, the Marshal Service, your attorney's office, Metropolitan Police Department, we all have one common goal, and that's to keep our city streets safe. We want every citizen to walk the street and feel comfortable walking the street. And the way we do that is through a collaborative effort. It gives us a chance to marshal our resources, as we like to say, have the most bang for our buck.
It
really gives us an opportunity to stretch our arms out and touch a lot more people.
Now, I understand back in 2007, about 530 individuals surrendered. Do you have a goal for this Safe Surrender experience? Are we looking for more people to turn themselves in or not?
Actually, for this one, our goals are a bit less modest. We're actually hoping to get a few hundred people to turn themselves in. We've had a couple of warrant initiatives that we've actually had opportunity to go out and do over the last past couple of months. And we have one or two more scheduled for the year. And, of course, our goal is to focus on violent offenders during those initiatives. And this gives an opportunity for us to focus on those as well as for other people to come in, do the right thing, get these issues resolved so that when we come knocking, we won't be knocking on their doors.
Now, I understand that the Safe Surrender program is targeting folks with nonviolent felonies, misdemeanor warrants, and does not include violent felonies or domestic violence warrants. Why is that the case?
Well, Cedric, actually, the primary reason is because we target that audience because, unfortunately, people may not realize it, but the vast majority of our warrants are nonviolent offenders. I mean, while violent offenders may get a higher amount of press play, in fact, most of our citizens who get involved within the legal system are brought in for nonviolent offenses.
Now, when and where will DC Safe Surrender take place?
It's going to take place August the 13th, 20th, and 27th of this year, and it's going to be held at the courthouse. And what it's going to afford is for people to come in, speak to lawyers, counsels, the judges, and address their issues, get those issues resolved, be given future court dates to come back if it can't be resolved that day. And we're looking for a really wonderful turnout and a very, very successful event this time around.
Well, I want to thank you. We've been talking with U.S. Marshal Thomas Hedgepath about DC Safe Surrender.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.